Matasimus Bays, the second wide line. Tanga. Did I start the recording? Okay, Tanya. Bika Chaylam and Lashir. Second wide line, Lama Testament Bays. Bika Chaylam has no shear. If I think about my A Lashir, Sabra of Yeshua, Mehmer, ain't shear Lamat and Schara. That there's no shear to the Schara. Umbra, Abaye, Bechal, Mitzvah, Yeshir, Lamat and Schara. Any Mitzvah have a shear, but now we learn to have a Zara, Mitzvah, Kalik, and Kambura. Shein at your day, Mat and Schara, and Shamitzvah. We can't comprehend the Schara of Mitzvah. Elam Abaye, for the Godless to cut. Even a big person should visit a smaller person. There's no p'tur of Eina Lufi Chvoidoi. Don't think my writer, Rabbi Amar Filumei Pamim Bayoim. As many times as it takes to take care of him, even if it means 100 times a day. Amar Abchanina, Amar Acham Abchanina, Kalavaka Chayel, Lenoi Plecha Mishishim Betzaroi. Samar Garis Macholyoi. Amar Lehem Kein Leil and Shittin, let 60 people go overlook me and he'll recover. Amar Lehem Kein Sarai to the Bay Rebbe. First of all, it's a 60th of what's left. It's called the tenth of Rebbe because Rebbe splits. When girls get married, they get a tenth. Rebbe explained to get a tenth of what's there. And even if they come together, they make believe it's consecutive, and then they split it. And then, Uba Ben Giloy, only somebody born on the same mazel. The Tanya Rebbe, Yomer, Basan Izoinus Mnichsi Achim, they tell us this in the custom. A girl that gets married, the brothers have to give her a tenth. Amalai Rebbe, the Verech Mishesh Lehesser Banas of Ben Eloy, Uben, sorry, he has 10 daughters and a son. Ain't little Bemba Makabanas Klum. The daughters clean them out. Amalai Rishayna Natalis Ishin Chasim. Shtiyas Bamesha Shaira. Shlishas Bamesha Shaira. And if they come together, Chayzas Ochalkas Bishava. Rabchal Bachalash Rabchal Bagat Yo. Nafik, he went out. Nafik Rabkana Achwiz, and he announced. Rabchal Babosh. But you could declare, nobody came. Amalu Loikacha Yemaisa Echbe, Atamad Echbe, Tamina Rebekiva, Shechala de Gatzikla, Nichnus Racham Levakrai. But Nichnus Rebekiva Levakrai, Meshul Shechimda, he swept the ribtai Lefanov and he settled the dust down, made the room more livable. Chaya, he recovered faster. Right, meaning he got people to do it, the Rosh Hashas. Amale Rebbe Echisani, Yatsa Rebekiva Vadarish Komishan Mavaka Chaylam Kilashai Fakhdaman. Yatsa Rebdimi Amarakam Mavaka Sachayla Gaim Lashiyakhya. Frank the Gemara, my grandma. What does that mean? Elay Mekala Mavakas, Achayla Mavakas, all of Rachim Shiyicha. Koshay Mavakas, Achayla Mavakas, all of Rachim Shiyamas. Shiyamas, how could I do? What, you damn that the guy should die? Koshay Mavakas, Achayla Mavakas, all of Rachim, Loy Shiyicha, in most cases. But Loy Shiyamas, some learn it means some cases one is supposed to damn that the person dies, that's the run. Others learn it means it's like he's doing nothing. Like neither, meaning, of course, he's not going to daven that he should die. But it means to say you're not davening that he should live. He's just letting him go. Rabbi Yaimek had mother chalish the first day he was sick. Don't tell people that this is your mazle. My mazle shouldn't be bad, meaning that one of my enemies would think bad about me and it'll affect me badly. Announce it. Called the son of Levechdili. Let him enjoy it. And then the side it says, because when he stumbles, don't be rejoiced. And Beheshev Malavapa, he'll take away the anger from the person suffering and put it on his enemy. The Rachmi Leboy, the Rachmi, one who loves me, should daven for me. I'm a Rav Kamavaka, Sachayla Nitzel Medina Shoganim. Shanamra Ashri Maskel Odom. He puts himself to understand the situation of the dough. But Yaimro, on a bad day, Yamaltei Hashem, Hashem will save him. Ain't Dolo Lechayla. From the illness, you should say, why do you look ill? Everything Hashem created is for His sake.
What's the
raya
that God was
going
to go to
Gehenna?
The person, woman would save you from.
In case he deserves Gehenna, it'll save him. That to my maschara, because I'm a nitzel medina shagalim. A maschara by Maseh, because it's a karen kayamis by the Mabal, a perisayim by Chazah, by Lazah. Shem Yishmereya will watch him be chayayu, the Ushar will be fortunate barat, Tzneh benevishaybav. Shem Yishmereya me yetzahara be chayayu minayisurim, the Ushar barat will be fortunate Yaakov mischabdim by everybody will treat him honorably. But the name and Nevis Aibov, she's Naman Loireim, Kinaman, Shemipo Seratoi, who have friends like Naman, who advised him to table in the Yarden. Like Naman Loireim, Kirachavam, Shechokus Machusai, that gave him advice that ended up splitting his mouth. Tanya Reb Shem Bilalas, right, Mamam Zochalodim Bnei, Skanim Sesar, if youth tell you build, and Skanim say, take a part in order to rebuild, Shmal is Skanim about Ishmael Yelodim. Shebinyan Yelodim, Stira, Stira is Skanim Binyan. Experience makes a difference. Similar to Avir Rechav and Bishlaima. I'm Rabbi Shisha Breda, Rabbi Dila, listen, in Shira, a person shouldn't be.
The point is, there's sometimes when the kid is right.
No. It's trying to tell you that he's probably not right. If he tells you, if the older advisors are telling you not to listen to the kid, listen to the older advisors. That's what it's trying to tell you, that they have more experience. They know what they're talking about. Kids are brash. Okay, I'm really not going to get involved in this. If you want to argue the Gemara, I'll let you argue the Gemara. What am I supposed to do?
Who told Amram to remarry his wife?
Miriam. Who told him not to? Nobody. Right. There was no argument there. I'm Rav Shisha Meir David. Listen, it's Tzira Levitash Shorikat Maisa. Don't visit the sick the first 3 hours. Levitash Shorikat Maisa. The last 3 hours. Levitash Shorikat Maisa. Shouldn't give up or stop davening. Levitash Shorikat Maisa. Rav Chadaita. He looks better than he really is. Maisa Tzakim Choshe. The last 3 hours, he looks worse. And therefore, the middle of the day is when you get him. I'm a Rav Rav Menach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zadis Tachayli. Provides for an ill person. Shnei Hashem Yisadeno. Hashem supports him. Alaris Dvoi. On the bed of the hill. The Amar Rabbi Abraham Nash Ashkina Shuila Mailam Mitashi Shokhila, Shnam Hashem Yishadan Alaris Devoy, the Shkina is there. Tanya Nam Yochi, and if the Slovakia is a Chayla, the Yeshu Legabi Mitu Legabi Sapso, that's if the Chayla is on the ground, Legabi Fise, a Masate, if he wraps himself around with Derek Heretz, the Yeshu Legabi Karkim, the Shashkina Shuila Mailam Mitashi Shokhila. Shnam Hashem Yishadan Alaris Devoy, Hashem supports him on the ill bed, sick bed. The Amar Rabba Marab, Mitra Bamarabba, if you see with his reign to Eretz Yisrael, Sad the Rabba Pras. Then the witness is Pras, the way Rashi learns, and it seems the way it is the river flows from Syria to Iraq, and it goes to Syria, it's near Eretz Yisrael. So if it rains a lot in Eretz Yisrael, the river swells, and you can tell it down in Iraq. Pligid Shmuel, Amr Shmuel Narim Mekipa Mizbarach. Shmuel said that as much rain there is, there's double the amount that comes out from underground. There will never be that the rain made it swell. The rain made it swell a little bit, but really makes it swell is the underground water. Pligid the Shmuel, the Shmuel and Shmuel contradict himself. Amr Shmuel, Amr Karka, Time for Cycling, and Lepras, Beyam, Tishri, Bovat. You shouldn't table in a river that there might be more rainwater than there is. Underground water, because to be metar b'zeichlin, it has to be underground water. If there's more rainwater, then it's mevatul, the underground water, and it's not a kosher river. And rainwater can only be metar when it's stationary. Avud Shmuel avud lo mikvas lubnasa b'yayim anisim. He made mikvas anisim because in the summer he couldn't let them tivel in the river. Mevatul b'yayim tishrei, and yayim tishrei, he let them tivel outdoors, and he made a mechitza for tzniyas, or he put things underground, there shouldn't be chatzitza on their eggs, and they traveled in pras. The rest, in the winter, the Rishayim speak out, it wasn't a geya, you weren't traveling in a river in the middle of the winter. It was only the geya from Nisan through Tishrei. So, the first, during the summer months, he was afraid of the melting snows in Tishrei, but it's not a halacha everywhere, it depends on the river, it depends on the situation. My Dukhsev, it's supposed to be Rav Avin Amar Rav, and that's why this Gemara is here. My Dukhsev, Yanta Ben Adam, Asel Luchok, Rikailo, make yourselves things to take into exile. Zuner Vakara, it's a cup to hold the oil, and a plate, Ushtiach, and a piece of leather that you can eat on it, or you can sleep on it. Bechayser Kail, it says that it'll be Bechayser Kail, a person will be Bechayser Kail, that's part of the Taichukha. Amar Rav Avin Amar Rav, Asi Beloy Ner, Beloy Shokhan. That's necessities, to have a light and a table. Chiz d'amr b'lai yisha. If chayshu s'amr b'lai shamas without somebody that serves you. If nachman amr b'lai deyach, without seichu. Tana b'lai melech b'lai l'revav, without salt or fat. Revav is something that you can smear on your bread, margarine. It doesn't mean margarine, but Poor person is somebody that just doesn't have it up there. That the Mepharshim speak out that you have two ways of getting seichel. Some are born with seichel, and some acquire it with work. So the first part is saying, if you have it, you're lucky. If you don't have it, you're not. If you acquire it, you're lucky. If you don't even acquire it, then you're in sad shape. What? It was daddy. No? Yeah? I thought it was daddy. Right. I'm Rabbiya. Right. A person that's sick does not recover until he gets mechilah. If he returns to his youth, his basar gets refreshed. Like youth, yashiv yemei aluma, he comes back to the days of his youth. Turns over his bedding, which means he forgets his learning. He forgot his learning. Abaya made him, helped him, triggered his memory. Like it always says, I never heard it. You told it to us. You told it to us from this brisa. Rebbe learned every sugya 13 different ways. He taught Rav Chiya 7. So I've called it to Rebbe. I had Rav Chiya come in. Rav Chiya reviewed it with him. Hani Shiva. Abi Dagmre that he taught him. Shita Azdu. Texts were gone. Havu Katsu was a laundry man. Havu Shmuel Rebbe Tavigarslu. When Rebbe learned himself, he heard Rebbe say it 6 times. Also, Rebbe Chiyah began with Yasin Kamikatsra. The laundry man taught him to Rebbe Chiyah. Also, Rebbe had Yasin Kamikatsra, and he went back to Rebbe. Have a chasim le-Rebbe, lo-Katsra, le-Rebbe, after see so I see with Chiyah, you made me a Chiyah. Ikid yam yachim, after see so Chiyah, v'Chiyah asa I see. Dr. Kamar Vayit, Tom, Rebbe Chiyah, 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 the nes that's done for the person that's not well is greater than the nes chanan yishol bazarya. Why? Chanan yishol bazarya, eshol hedjet. Physical fire. Now, kai yichayim l'chvaysa, it's healable. The zil shol chaylo shol shamayimi. And that is, I'm sorry, chanan yishol bazarya is a physical fire. You can extinguish it. This is a Hashem's fire in a person. Mi yachal l'chvaysa. When the end of the person comes, everybody loses, meaning the Rebbeinu Shlom wants to get rid of him. Time to die. The Rebbeinu Shlom has ways of, we just don't know. Everybody, even a little animal, can kill him. As Chaim said, if I don't have a shmirah from Hashem, if it's time for me to go, there's no way for me to save myself. Everybody's your servant. Anything can be used to carry out the mishpat.
Is Chaim talking about human beings or animals? Or anything?
Anything. Rabbi Bachila Amalei Shachem Gavra Gavaya, a tall person died. Abarachim Juduna Zuta, he was riding a small mule. Matatitura, they came to a bridge. Istiyut, the mule got crazy. Shadre threw him into the river. Because Shachem and he died. It's something you couldn't predict. So they changed that talay. He said about that person, the mule became the Eved Hashem and taking care of him. Shmuel Chayahu Akriva, he saw a scorpion, Yasiv Akakusa, sitting on a toad or a frog, Vavinaran crossing a river. He got to the other side of the river, Tarki Gavra, the scorpion bit a person, Umayas. The scorpion became the shliach of Hashem to kill the person. One should only visit somebody who has fever. Intestinal disease. It's embarrassing for him. He has to go to the bathroom. In those days, the bathroom wasn't next door. My time up. Why not visit them? I'm rebuked the Bura Kachla Eina, Ula Ishta. It's bad for the eyes and for the headache. I'm a Rabbi Ishta, this headache. He loved the Bravanka, the Malacha, the Musuk. It's not of the fact that it works for the Malacham Abbas, it can be dangerous. Mali, it's really good for a person, because Ludikli, like the thorn bushes around the bast or whatever it is, around the date tree, protects it. Chadla Tlasin Yayim headache is good once a month, like to give the person like a little bit relaxing time. Doesn't relax, but it takes his mind off of things. That's good for him. Okay, Tereiki Lagufa, like an ointment on the body. Now when we get to come about Hebrew like Tereiki, I can do without. I'm a rabbi by Yannis, I'm Rabbi Chiyo, Arsin Yafu L'chayla. Arsin is a kind of dish. My arsin, I'm Rabbi Yannis, and Chushla Dessari, I take the peeled old barley. The reish nafya, when you sift it, top of the sifter. I'm a rabbi, by him, Shula came, this was the tour, you have to cook it like beef. Means a long time. The reish nafya, I'm a smidi Dessari, I take the flour of the old barley, the reish nafya that's on top of the sifter. I'm a rabbi, by him, Shula came, this was the tour. I'm Rabbi Eichelim Burdum, Eim Avakrim, don't visit him. Eim Askirin Shemayim, don't mention his name, because it's embarrassing or inappropriate. My Taimam, Rabbi Lazar, they should combine on a veya, because he's constantly bleeding. Yom Rabbi Lazar, Lomidik, is my Burdum, which stands for bar of dumb, to combine on a veya. Rabbeya, Rapuas HaNefesh, says the Mishnah that you can heal him Rapuas HaNefesh, but not Rapuas HaGof. I think my Heichik Tani. Yilam and Rapuas Nefesh, Bechidim Rapuas Mamma Mischar. You're not allowed to do something you would charge for. Listen, Yachim, I pay a bechinam of Leibeschar. Why call it nefesh and mammon? Call it bechinam and schar. And the first nefesh is gufay. That's a mitzvah, and you don't charge for it. It's a mitzvah. He has anah, but you're doing a mitzvah. The first mammon behemtoy, and the Rush says there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, which is a very schwer Rush, but the Rush says there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, so it's not a mitzvah, and he's gaining on the deal. That's not called giving him direct hanah to identify medications that he can take. Look, the Mishnah Vayit of Erezatim and Bambati Gdaila, he can bathe with him. His objects.
The behemoth is
considered
a mono.
It is. Yeah, same thing. It might be a Shabbos Aved. So you have to figure out why it's not a Shabbos Aved to deal with an animal. When you figure out shot in the Rush, then you'll be able to tell me about Evan.
Any kind of money?
Again, yeah, fixing his computer. Yeah, the question is, why isn't it a mitzvah?
Don't say nefesh. Can you get paid?
No.
He has to get paid, shouldn't he?
Why does he have to get paid?
He's a sick person now.
He never charges, this guy. Doctors don't charge. You never do that.
what if in a place the doctor does charge?
To be clear, why a doctor can charge?
Okay, that's a separate. We'll get to that. But right now,
insurance companies happen to agree with me.
I know, but if he's not allowed to benefit, then as long as he pays money, then it's okay, right?
Right. That passes, yeah.
You shouldn't do it for free.
Right. But usually, in the Gemara, according to the Gemara, doctors don't usually charge. They're allowed to start chabad. It's not so simple.
For the time it takes away from the learning.
Yeah. Yes, that they can charge. Insurance companies agree with me, by the way.
Yeah.
But Verezatimai Bambatik Dailabalai Bhaktana. You can bathe with them in a big bath, but not in a small one. And the Rush has a gears every year. Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the Tanakhama says Verezatim Bambati, and Rabbi Yehuda says Dailabalai Bhaktana. And he's explaining, Bagdala, you're adding heat to him, you're raising the level of water, and Bagdala, it's not noticeable. But Yashinima Bamita, if you die with Maisacham in the summer when you don't have heat to him, I would like to be Maisac Shaman, Meshu Maneyu. Maisacham Bamita, but you can lean on a bed, you're not afraid he's going to sleep there. Vaychim al Shulchan, you eat at the same table, you don't have to be afraid they'll share food. I would like to be Tamchoi, not from a central bowl. Which the Rush learns gets constantly refilled. So by eating less, you're not giving the guy more. Tanya la yechatim abambati with the yashinim abamita ben dayla ben tana diver emeir. If you die ben dayla ben maitak shabim, you're allowed to. Tana even ben maitak chama mutter because it doesn't add pleasure. Yechatim abambati dayla mezia ima ben tana. They eat that. I will make some ima abamita. Yechatim al shulchan. Which means that the owner refills it. Should eat from the trough again, because he eats less, somebody else eats more. He shouldn't dig in the same row. because he loosens the ground. Because it doesn't help the guy if you're far away, whatever far away is. We're afraid if we let him do it far, he'll do it close. If somebody makes an enemy before the Shemitah, can't go into his field, and he can't eat his fruit, even those leaning out of the field. And then if Shemitah comes, and the Gemara is going to want to know, why can't he enter the field? So the Gemara is going to give two truths. Another man who machol of neishvius, yoyr l'teichs adayu, because he never answered that, but v'ein aichum in aperis. U'bishvius, yoyr d'aichum. Now this is the Rashi's chat in the Mishnah, that bishvius means he made, shvius arrived. Not that he made the neder in Shemitah, but Shemitah arrived. There's going to be a machloikis in the Gemara, what u'bishvius means. Is it that he made the neder in Shemitah, because they're arguing, did he say nechasam elu, or did he say nechasai? If you learn he said Nechasai, then the pshat we just said is the pshat. If you learn he said Nechasim Elu, Shemitah arrives, it doesn't change anything. So that, Man Yom, I've learned that the Mishnah means he made the neder on Shemitah, but he doesn't own it. But that is going to be seen at the end of the Gemara. At the beginning of the Gemara didn't think there was a difference between Nechasai and Nechasim Elu.
But doesn't it say specifically in the same of the Mishnah?
What?
Where he says it after Shemitah?
Who said? Maybe it means Shvius arrived.
Neder himenu ma'ol yisvein. What's that different than the first?
What is hanoah? What is ma'ol? Zotik ma'vayin to ravish v'udami tavayu nechassir eilu alechel lefnei Shvius. Ein yoyed l'tech shedeyu. Ve'ein oichum en anoitis ava b'yishi Shvius. Because he asks that it means a permanent isser. And b'shvius nader, ein yoyed l'tech shedeyu ava oichum en anoitis, because he doesn't own the fruit. But when Shemitah arrives, he could eat the nitus because it becomes hefker. That means it's not a permanent isser. So it sounds like they're arguing, can I make a permanent isser or something I own? You can ask for something even after it leaves Rishus. How can you understand it that way? Is there anybody that says you can't do it? First of all, so Rabbi Yechon and Shlokas should say it even by the Chasim Elu. And second of all, besu that not other mice that which besu should change to mishu say that not I am a bond of bnei kainim accidentally may see rishenu because he only asked them during his lifetime the chayev of a mice say it may play your rishenu so we see you can ask for it posthumously which means when you don't own it. So the gemara shayne halacha the kamar le bchayev of a mice say bechon reshlagish agree when you express it. We're talking about when you didn't express it, you just said nechasim elu. Come up in Kasha, so why didn't they say Nechasim Elu? Why did they say Nechasai? A little bit of Nechasim Elu, Kulam, I believe you that you can ask for it afterwards. He believe you in Nechasai. Ravish Musavri, Loishna Nechasim Elu, Loishna Nechasai, Adamaiser. They say even if he says Nechasai, it's permanent. Rebbechim Meshlach Yusavri, Nechasim Elu, Adamaiser. Nechasai ain't Adamaiser. Fracting of our Mikkel Amal Dama, Loishna Nechasim Elu, Loishna Nechasai. Is there anybody that says Nechasai is permanent? Man, I'm a Chavir Kainam, who took base Choshani Nich, the Sot Choshani Lekayach, Meza Shabak Alak Amutter. That's like Nechasai. Lebai Zeh Shani Nich, the Sot Zuh Shani Lekayach, Meza Shabak Alak Arasa. El Lekir Amin Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, B'Nechasai. They said it by Nechasai. And therefore they say it's not permanent. And they learn the Mishnah means when Shemitah arrives. Ravish Mu bin Chasim Elu, therefore they learn Bishvias means you made the Neder Bishvias, but why please? Bishvias ain't your Elu test today, affecting the Gemara Maishna Daichum and Adaitis, the period of Kerin. Why can he eat the fruit? Because it's Hefker. Aranami Akure, it's Hefker to go in and pick fruit. Amr Ula behind the Melana Salak Vulam. We don't let him in because we're afraid. Sorry. Ula learned just talking about it's on the boundaries, and he does, therefore, he can take fruit from there. But if there's no fruit hanging, he can go in. And the brush is mesupik. How about another person who can take the fruit without entering? Does he have rishus to enter? Mesupik. Even if he can't get food anywhere else, he can't go in because we're afraid he'll stay there extra. He'll get involved in a conversation. He'll do something else, and we can't be there longer than necessary. So therefore, we banned him from going in. Everybody should have a wonderful day.